All right, welcome everyone to the ordinary council meeting for the 7th of December. We will open at 4:03. Have a apology from Councillor McNamara and everyone else is present. No one in the public gallery. Rightio, we'll move straight in then to six confirmations of minutes of previous meetings. So 6.1, ordinary council meeting held on the 9th of November. Do we have a mover and a seconder for true and correct? Thanks. Councillor C. Coucher moves. Councillor H. Coucher seconds. All in favour? 6-0. Just going to our notes. Just like to thank Councillor Price and staff for attending the workshop with WA Grant Commission on the 27th of November. And also on behalf of Council, I'd like to put on record the congratulations and appreciation to the people of Williams with their efforts over recent years, which has been recognised by the Keep Australia Beautiful Council in the Tidy Towns program. So thank you and well done. Audio. 8 matters which require decision. 8.1, corporate and community services. 8.1.1, works report, asset management and improvement. So do we have a mover and a seconder for the officer's recommendation to receive this report, please? Councillor Hardy moves. Councillor Price seconds. All in favour? 6-0. 8.1.2, payment listings. We have a mover and a second for the recommendation, please. Councillor H. Coucher, Councillor Price, all in favour? 6-0. 8.1.3, financial statements. Was there anything there anyone wanted to raise? We have a mover and a seconder for the officer's recommendation for the financial statements period ending the 30th of November. Councillor Panizza moves, Councillor Price seconds. All in favour? 6-0. 8.2, the Chief Executive Officer's report. 8.2.1. Adoption of the 24-25 annual report. Over to you, Mr. CEO.
Councillors, we circulated the draft annual report for councillor feedback and comment. And in the last week, we received the independent auditor's report and the Office of Auditor General report, financial report. So we now have a completed annual report for you to consider. It's worth noting that on adoption of the annual report, the annual electors meeting needs to be held within 56 days unless you seek the minister's approval for a different timing. And so you've already agreed as a council to hold the annual electors meeting on the 11th of February, which is within that time frame. And we need to publicise the annual report as soon as possible after this meeting, should you adopt it, which is recommended. Just on the audit, I think I'd like to note the work that Gemma Boyce put into the audit. It was a very big effort, and I think we've got an unqualified audit, which is what we aim for. So I'm pretty happy with the way the audit process has gone. The auditors, we've received notice since the agenda is published that the Office of Auditor General has appointed the same auditors as we've been using in recent years. So they will be doing our audit for the next couple of years as well.
So the officer's recommendation reads that council adopt the 24-25 annual report, including the annual financial report and independent auditor's report for the financial year ending 30th of June 2025. Do we have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor C. Coucher moves. Councillor Harding seconds. All in favour? 6-0, which will be an absolute majority, thank you. 8.2.2, unmade road closures, rural.
I'm just going back in my agenda. President? Councillors, this particular matter was considered by Council in 2004 at the December meeting, and Council resolved to reconsider it in December 2025, which is why it's in this agenda. It has changed somewhat, where the Mr. Hyam, who's the requesting this closure of an unmade road reserve, has changed his view somewhat and is now requesting only the road closure shown in figure two. The support for the original request has been withdrawn from the surrounding neighbours, and so he doesn't want to proceed with that particular matter. So the officer recommendation is that council advertise and invite public comment on its intent to request the Minister of Lands to close an unmade road reserve off Taylor Road around lot 102, as indicated in figure two of this report. The process, council doesn't have the unilateral ability to close unmade road reserves. It's the Minister for Lands who has that responsibility and decision-making authority. And there is a legislative process that requires council to seek public comment, evidence the public advertisements and the public comments received, and evidence the council minutes to the minister before that decision can be made. So there's a process to be followed under the Land Administration Act. And the officer recommendation is that council trigger that process effectively by the officer recommendation. So for you to consider as to whether you'd like to accept the officer recommendation or whether you'd like to move something else.
So the officer's recommendation reads, a council advertise and invite public comment on its intent to request the Minister of the Lands to close an unmade road reserve off Taylor Road around lot 102 as indicated in figure two of the report. We have a mover and a seconder, please.
We don't know who's on the other side of the
unmade road.
I'm not clear. I'm not.
And do they consent to this as well? Like, as he obviously would have chatted to them. I was just wondering whether that was
an issue.
Wilson's or who actually? Yeah, that unmade road bordered with. Because I mean that. It's nice to just be nice to know who it was and whether they were in agreement with it. Just doesn't suggest that at the moment, does it?
No.
I don't know the answer to that, Councillor, through you, Mr. President, but the if Council decides to instigate a public comment period, then we would write to all surrounding landholders and make them aware of the opportunity for public comment. And they may well put in a public comment that opposes. And then as a council, you need to consider any public comments that are made. You don't necessarily have to agree or consent to the request in the public comment, but you have to consider them. Some people might be for it, some may be against it. But certainly surrounding landholders should be advised by letter from the Shire of the council decision and the opportunity to comment publicly. So there's an opportunity to pick up on that.
Yeah, so we're not actually putting the recommendations, not actually saying we're agreeing to it. We're actually just putting it out for advertisement and public comment.
Yeah, so I'm happy to move, that.
Do we know why he wants to close it?
Because it's there.
Yeah, but there's unmade road reserves everywhere.
Yes.
Well, that's what we were saying, was it last month or the month before, that we seem to be getting a fair bit of this starting to come through.
Yeah.
We've actually been getting a fair bit of this since 2008, as evidenced by the file on unmade road reserves, which I had a good dig around following a separate matter that's also in the agenda at the end of the meeting to do with Shannon Street. So I had a good look through the records of unmade road reserves. It's been topical for the last 20 years. It's come and gone that numerous requests have been received for a variety of reasons.
Councillor Harding moves the recommendation.
Yep.
Seconded. Councillor C. Coucher seconds. All in favour? All in favour?
We're just asking to... Yeah.
We're just asking for public comment.
Huh? 5-1. So it'll be Councillor H. Coucher, Harding, Logie, Price, Councillor C. Coucher. 4. Councillor Panizza against. Point 2.3, use of common seal and decisions under delegated authority.
A couple of decisions here to report, Mr. President. The write-off of a number of 19 small debts totaling $18.92. Debts range from 1 cent to $3.60. So I've written those off. And a building permit for 18 Shannon Street, Williams. From non-residential shed construction to the value of $99,430.
Happy to move that one?
Well, I'll read the recommendation. We're going to make the motion. So the recommendation reads that Council accepts the report of use of common seal and actions performed under delegated authority for the period from 14th of November 2025 to the 12th of December 2025. So do we have a mover and a seconder? Councillor Harding moves. Councillor Price seconds. All in favour? 6-0.
We'll just add, Mr. President, that the building permits continue to be assessed by the City of Kalamunda on contract to the Shire of Williams. So they do look at the structural footings and drawings and engineering drawings, and once their building surveyors have signed off and approved, it then comes to the CEO of the Shire to put the final signature on for the building permit. So that's when the decision on a delegated authority is made, is when that building permit's actually signed. So that's the process we go through to make sure that what's being built is structurally as it should be, meeting standards.
8.2.4, register of council's decisions and status.
Mr. President, councillors, we continue to try and maintain a concise record, not just for your benefit, but for members of the public, as effectively a really reckoner tool that people can quickly see what council decisions have been made in the last 6 months, and also what actions have been taken as a result of those decisions.
Mover and a seconder for the recommendation. Councillor Harding. Councillor C. Coucher. All in favour? 6-0. 9, elected members' motion of which notice has been given.
Not a notice, Mr. President.
So 10, new business of urgent nature introduced by decisions at meeting. So 10.1, elected members. 10.2, we're going to bring out.
I've got a late item.
Late item in now, yeah. So 10.2, officers, so we have a late item. Do we have a mover and seconder, please, to table the late item. when I find it.
Do you want a hard copy?
Is this the one? The one is it?
Yep, that's
10 point. So late item would be 10.2.1, subdivision proposal, lots 177 and 189, Richmond Street. Over to you, Mr. CEO.
Councillors, yeah, apologies that this is a late item.
Mover and seconder.
Sorry,
put that one. Councillor H. Couchet. Councillor Harding. All in favour? 6-0. It's all right, I guess. Right, over to you, Mr. CEO. Thanks.
Councillor, with apologies that this is a late item, that's an oversight on my part. The applicant here of these two lots was very anxious and I guess definite in his views that he wants this considered by council. You considered this at the November forum meeting. You had some briefing on this matter. I gave feedback to the applicant that this particular issue was complex and problematic because of the town planning scheme, but he still wanted to know whether council would give an in-principle support for it should he lodge it to the West Australian Planning Commission subdivision application. The town planning scheme, particularly Schedule 4 of the town planning scheme, specifically references these two lots. And it says that council will not recommend to the commission support for further subdivision, but this shall not preclude the council recommending to the commission support for rationalisation of lot boundaries, provided no additional lots are created and the resultant lot size shapes are to be to the satisfaction of council. Minimum lot size are to be no less than 1 hectare, and a reticulated water supply shall be provided to all lots of less than 2 hectares as a condition of subdivision or amalgamation. It is very difficult for officers to recommend to council that support for a subdivision be granted when the town planning scheme specifically identifies these lots as not being supported for subdivision. So if council chooses to support this, it'd be going against the same town planning scheme. So the officer's recommendation, therefore, is that council decline the request from the owner of lots 177 and 189, Richmond Street, for in-principle support for subdivision, as the request is contrary to the Williamstown planning scheme of these lots for the following reasons.
Councillor Hardy?
Yeah, I agree with that. I'd recommend that as a proposal, but I'd like to have a look at the planning scheme to see why we recommended that they can't be, because I mean our push is to try and get lots of land, and I know we town plan, we've got different sizes blocks for different size areas, and we try to keep that sort of with some sort of control. But yeah, we are trying to get development, and why we need this specific area to be 1 hectare lots and only two of them, and I'd just like to know more about why we need to keep it that way. But yeah, happy to respect that is the town plan.
Because that's all classified as rural residential out there.
It is.
So then I think that's when they started stipulating what size blocks you could have, so you just weren't going to have a whole
another
cluster in the middle of people that are trying to run transport or run, you know, something like that, I think.
Yeah.
This is where it all sort of come to.
There are some lots out there, Mr. President, that are as small or smaller than 1,500 square metres in that rural residential area generally. So there is that people could reasonably point to and say, well, why are these lots that are less than 1 hectare already there in the rural residential area? I don't understand the history to that as to why that is, but it's just...
Well, it could be that they were there before town planning scheme was done.
Could well be.
I mean, we could do an amendment to the town planning scheme, but that takes couple of years, so, and the town planning scheme wouldn't provide a description as to why these blocks were there. We'd have to go back through Shire records to find out the council resolution at the time when they amended the town planning scheme. It's very prescriptive, isn't it? Those particular lots.
It is prescriptive.
Yeah, well, no, there's a number of them. There's
the ones that are listed there. Yeah.
Mm.
Yep.
There's obviously a reason, whether it's, I don't know, is it because it's low-lying, flood-prone? Is it, you know?
No.
No? Okay.
Not at all. When you look on maps, it's a specific little area surrounded by bush.
So do we have a mover and seconder, or are we...
I'm happy to move.
Doing investigations. Councillor Harding moves the recommendation. Seconder. Councillor Price seconds. All in favour? 6-0. Somewhere.
It's 10.3.
10.3, Public Chandler Street.
Mr. President and Councillors, there's a letter in the Council agenda here from the Minister for Planning and Lands that's hand-delivered to the Shire last Thursday. And by Michael Italiano. Mr. Italiano wanted explicitly this letter published in the council minutes and agenda. And, you know, wanted an explanation as to why and what other information the Shire had with respect to the comments that the ministers made regarding Shannon Street. That, in particular, where the minister has stated in his letter that communications went on with the Shire of Williams in September 2017 and Landgate recommended to the Shire of Williams that Shannon Street be unnamed, so the name Shannon Street be removed, and that affected properties be readdressed to Richmond Street. We've done a search of council records since last Thursday. There is nothing, I have found no evidence of any correspondence related to Shannon Street in regards to this at all, particularly looking around that 2016 to 2018 year period. There's nothing there. The only thing I could find about Shannon Street, in fact, was that a portion of what is now called Shannon Street used to be called Jesse Martin Street, and that name was changed to Shannon Street in 2017. That's the only reference I could find to Shannon Street in the Shire records at that time. So I'm not really sure about that, but if in fact that is a solution as the Minister suggested, then it's potentially something we can follow up with quickly and request that the name Shannon Street be removed, seemingly, based on the Minister's advice. And that might be as simple as that in terms of allowing their addresses to change. But it's first the council has heard of it is when Mr. Italiano delivered that letter.
Have you asked Lando?
Not yet, no.
No.
It's probably also worth noting, councillors, and just for the minutes, really, that based on council's decision to trigger a process to consider the potential closure of an unmade portion of Santa Street to the west of Forest Street, there's been a public advertisement about that, and public period closes on the 12th of January. So the advertisement for that is attached, so it's probably a good opportunity to get this in the minutes and make sure the public's aware of that. It's been on Facebook and in the Williams and so forth as well.
And that's just for noting?
Just for noting.
Do anyone else have anything else? 11 applications for leave. No. 12, closure of meeting. Thank you very much for your attendance, and we'll close at 4:28. Thank you.